Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And we are here again on a Saturday.
We're here like a... just a regular guy and a guy doing this stuff.
Yeah, like a good habit.
It's a good habit. Just keep coming back.
What is happening this weekend?
Hey.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm going to be going to a car show tomorrow, but there's one right now as we are speaking. It's over at the Pacific View Mall. It's called the Momentum Charity Car Show. It's from 9 a.m. to 1:30, and it's a good show. I've gone a couple years ago, I think, myself and the club went over there. So it's going to be nice. They're having some stuff over there. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be at Channel Islands Harbor with Ponies by the Sea. It's the all-Ford Mustang show. I'll have my Ranchero in there. And we raise money every year, and we help buy a guide dog, which is nice. And they're going to have the guide dogs out there. If you'd like to come out tomorrow, it's really nice because they got all the puppies out there, and they got the adults out there, and they're doing some I wouldn't call it tricks, but they're showing what the dogs can do.
Maneuvers,
there you go.
Whatever they do, yeah. Disciplines.
And and of course, Rico is our DJ. So
he's going to be playing?
He plays every year.
Oh, that's great.
And he's a great DJ. So, you know, if you listen to Rico, he's the man. So we're going to have some great tunes. I still think they have the farmer's market out there, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be good. You can come out and get some veggies or whatever. And I know they always have some good stuff to eat. So
it'll be bustling.
It is. And I'm looking forward to it because it used to be every year at the Ventura Harbor, that nice little stretch of grass there next to the Greek restaurant. And I guess they're building something now on that stretch of grass. They're going to build an office building or something.
Yeah, it's going to be big. The harbor's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they've got a big apartment condo thing coming in. Then they've got that. They want more people there.
I hate to see the grass go. That's the only piece of grass there.
Yeah.
It was so nice. And and I guess they gave it to the club at no charge, which was really nice. We get to park our cars there, and we had a good time. But you know what? That's okay. Onward and upward. We're going to be a channel.
Progress.
Islands. Yeah, progress. There
that's
we go.
What we have here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We are going into a year eight. Eight is what we are. And lots of stuff to do in the community. We'll be chatting about that and more here with Ron Grant. You can hear him 24/7, by the way, if you wish. You can go to, you got to log on to the website, SaferMoneySpecialist.com, SaferMoneySpecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and bam, you got Ron Grant just like that. You'll hear everything we do here on KVTA on Saturday, but you can do it on any day you wish, which is sweet. So let's talk about the credit card promo and the program that you have going on. If somebody meets with you, they get a nice gift.
It's doing well. It really is. You know, we used to do the dinners for years and years. In fact, I did them for almost over 9 years. And I know a lot of people won't attend a public workshop dinner for whatever reason, even though, you know, you could probably eat four or five nights a week with all the invitations going out there. I get at least four or five a month. The one I want you to be real careful of is these Social Security ones. I've had some clients go to those, and they say I think they're a bait and switch. You know, they're in there talking about Social Security, and the next thing I know, bam, they're trying to sell you life insurance or put your money into stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, or maybe an indexed annuity. So be real careful on those. But if you meet with me one-on-one, and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return, and possibly a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. See, your 401k, your 403b, your TSA, your TSP, with a few exceptions, can't really offer that because, you know, it's in risk. 401k, 403bs, usually in risk. Now, TSPs, thrift savings plans, can go into an annuity. The problem with that annuity is generally you have no access to the principal. Where my stuff, you have access to the principal. And we never, ever, ever want to give up access to the principal. So we're also going to show you how to stop paying fees Remember, when you pay the fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, etc., it eats up your returns. So if you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains, you get a reasonable range of return, stop paying the fees, that's how I can help you. We're going to ask you some questions. We're going to listen a lot and see how we can structure that for you. And then, you know, when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance because that guaranteed lifetime income can be passed on if you'd like. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. Got some great third-party educational information there. Up top of the page, you see me on the microphone. There's in red. It says if you own a 401k or 403b, click on here. That's Steve Croft did that 401k recession from 60 Minutes. And I'll tell you something. I don't own one of those or either one of those. And I was angry when I saw it. So you need to take a look at it. And then middle of the page, probably there's a little cartoon there about how how the financial planners and the stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job in your retirement. You need to see that. Got some third-party educational videos there, some text. I have some testimonials calling from the radio. I've got some email testimonials. You can email me from that site. And also you can go on that site and go to my other website, which is iwantincomeforlife.com, and download the free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. It's a great book. And if you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, or maybe you've already retired, that book is really handy. So check it out, and then you can give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
So the doggies are out today.
Oh, and, tomorrow.
Excuse me, tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow is doggy day. And, you know, we did a lot with the canine, with the police dogs.
Yeah.
These dogs are equally or even more so. And it just shows you, when they say the cliche of man's best friend,
yeah,
the dog is useful as a companion,
sure,
the pet, the wonderful animal, but also in regular human use, which really helps out police officers and also people with different
disabilities.
Issues. That's right.
Different issues.
These dogs really help out
big
time. And to train them ain't cheap. That's why we get good people like you in the car clubs, putting their...
It's nice to raise money and do some. And you know what I like about it? They're expensive. They're not cheap dogs.
No.
You know, because that it's a lot of training.
Maybe something like 10 grand.
I think it's something like that. Yeah,
really heavy.
I think last year we donated maybe like 3,000, towards the
dog.
Which
is a huge chunk.
You know, something like that. Yes. Yeah, and
good
hopefully this year we're
going
to do it again. So.
All right. It's the Ford people out there doing the real work. Okay, it's Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We are back in just 60 seconds. As always, you want to grab something, take a few notes, get a pen, get a paper, and just start jotting down notes in 60 seconds here with Ron Grant.
No one, no matter how much or how little we have to invest, wants to lose money. On that, we can all agree. Many of us want a safer home for our money, one that eliminates the roller coaster ride of Wall Street. And that's why talking to Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, makes so much sense. Here are three things to remember. 1. Ron promises your money is 100% safe and guaranteed. 2. Ron guarantees your money is never at risk. And 3. With Ron, you'll never miss the upside, only the downside. Want a safe place to put your money, get a reasonable return, and pay no fees? Think safer, safer, safer. Think Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'll give you solid Safer Money advice. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313, and let me keep some part or all your money safer.
And we are back with Ron Grant. He is the original Safer Money Specialist here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Let's get straight into it and talk about annuities and how are they created? I know you've talked about in the past how long they've been around in one form or another, and it's really there's a historical there's very, very historic going back to even before Babe Ruth.
Oh yeah, 17. 17- 1740, I believe they were created for the church, people that work in the church, the clergy, the Presbyterian Church, for their retirement. Now, different type of annuity.
But still.
It's an annuity. And an annuity is a safe-backed insurance product. Babe Ruth had his money, as Spence just said, in the 29-30 crash. His money was in annuity. Again, not indexed annuity like we're helping you with, but immediate annuities where you put a chunk of money in and you start drawing immediately. They've got variable annuities. Now, variable annuity to me is risk and fees. I don't like those. What does variable mean? Up and down. You got stocks, bonds, and mutual funds inside of an insurance product. They call it a variable annuity. What I do is I help my clients with the indexed annuity. They're tied to indexes, which is S&P 500 or NASDAQ 100 or Dow Jones Industrial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The nice thing about it is they've been around, the index one's been around about 29 years. And a guy named Reese, R-E-E-S-E, who works for U.S. News and World Report, if you've ever read that magazine, and did an article on indexed annuities back in 2009. I think it was February 2009, if I'm not mistaken. And he said no one has ever lost a dime in one of these products because they're safe. They're backed by major insurance companies. And the thing that I want to stress to everybody is, the market's been up the last couple of years, and it's been doing well. But Wall Street's lost your money not once but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. And we know what goes up must come down. So in my opinion, I think it would be, right now, a good time to be a profit taker. Take some of your profits off the table. Because I got to say that the majority of people in the stock market buy high and sell low. And that's really not what you're doing. In fact, right now, principal protection, and that's what I offer, principal protection and predictability is in more demand now than ever. And I can give you both, a principal protection and predictability. And the nice thing about it is that when the market goes up, we get to go up with it. We just don't go up as high. We have caps, and we'll talk about the caps. They're backed by major insurance companies, as I said earlier. You're going to get a reasonable range of return. You can get a guaranteed lifetime income. You can leave the money for beneficiaries, which is nice. Or if you're married and you pass away, then your spouse can start taking over the income, or that she can take it out or he can take it out in a lump sum, pay taxes on it if it's a qualified product, etc. The difference is out there. There's a lot of different stuff out there, and people really need to know the difference. And unfortunately, if you don't know indexed annuities, you better know your agent. And a lot of these guys and gals, they want to do everything. They want to be life and health and long-term care and indexed annuities. And you can't be all things to everybody. You got to focus on something. And of course, I do a little bit of long-term care still. That's how I actually got started in the industry. My dad lost everything he worked for 45 years and had a stroke and had to go on Medi-Cal. And, he didn't have long-term care insurance. So I got started in there. But what I do with my clients is there's between 37 and 50 companies that offer us the in public here, these index linked accounts. And I deal with the top 4 to 6 every day. And the reason I do that is I shop. I look at the companies for the clients. And that's part of my job. That's part of, what I do is my due diligence. And I make sure that we have consistent caps. Now, what is a cap? It's like a ceiling. If you look up at the ceiling, if I could jump up that high, I'm going to hit my head. Well, the caps are how we can make money. And right now, the caps are between 18 and say 26, 27%, depending on what index or indexes that you choose. We're not going to hold our breath on that 26, 25%. We're just not going to do it. But it's our upside. That's our up potential. What's our downside? Zero. So we're going to be somewhere between 0 and, 24, 26% every year. And we can make changes every year, which is nice. Companies that I deal with have consistent caps. What do I mean by that? Well, a lot of the companies out there, and I run across this all the time. People have me look at their products that they bought. And some of these people, which I don't understand why they bought it, but they have companies that have 30% participation or 25% participation. Companies that I do business with, we want to focus on 100% participation. I mean, if the market gets a 10, don't you want the 10? Why would you take a 3? Doesn't make sense. There's options out there. I understand that. But the goal is to make as much as we can, but as safe as we can. As we get older, We need to be in safer products for our money because we don't have time to make it up. You know, what's a 30-year-old have versus a 60-year-old? It's time. 30-year-old doesn't want to lose their money either. Nobody does. But they have time to make it up. 50, 60, 70-year-olds, we don't have time to make it up. You know, especially if the market tanks again, and it will. It's a cycle. It's going to. We just don't know when. I mean, if I knew when, I'd be picking the lotto for tonight. You know, think about it. Think about this. The U.S. Government Accountability, the GAO, has released reports entitled Ensuring Income Throughout Retirement Requires Difficult Choices. And it tells Americans to buy more of the indexed annuities. The theme of the report is once we've heard it time and time and time again, it reiterates that throughout that, regardless of the benefit schedule of the Social Security system, it cannot be relied upon to replace a person's pre-retirement salary. See, I have three of these index products. Actually, I have one fixed and two index. I'm going to have income when I want it. I'm going to turn that income stream on, and I'm going to get it for the rest of my life. And that's what I've done for my clients. And that's what I can do for you. So that's important. So we got caps. We want consistent caps. We want participation. We want 100% participation. Maybe an income rider, an income for the rest of your life. Or maybe you just want to take out 10% penalty free every year. Or maybe you just want to leave it for beneficiaries. I have clients that do that all the time. They say, you know what, this is set up for my children or my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren. Or the church, or the synagogue, or animal rescue, whatever. It can be done through this vehicle. It's a safe insurance-backed vehicle that we can do that with. And that's important, you know, the situation. It's important to take control of retirement income plan. One important way you can do that is considering the fixed indexed annuity, because the fixed indexed annuity allows you to set aside a principal amount that will remain protected. Underline the word protected in the event of a market downturn. Okay? We're going to protect the nest egg and give you that guaranteed lifetime income if you'd like. If you don't, again, you got other options. It's real simple. But we want to make sure that you get the right product. And listen, there's guys and gals out there that are trying to sell all kinds of stuff. The problem is most average agent does about $100,000 a year in these indexed annuities. I'm doing millions of dollars a year because this is what I focus on. And I have to say this to you, that last year, the marketing group that I'm in, they're based out of Kansas, there's 300 of us, men and women throughout the United States, that do what I do, do the safe money, have the great companies, have the good caps, have the good participation. We took last year out of Wall Street $5.5 billion and put it in safe index-linked accounts. That's powerful. You know, people are understanding that they need to have some of that money socked away in a nice income-producing product or at least a safe product where they can't lose the principal. They can't lose any gains. In fact, they lock their gains in from year to year. And that's important. That's the blueprint that I'm going to help you with, that retirement blueprint. Help you sleep at night, knowing that you can't lose your principal or your gains. You know, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got zeros. Yep. But when we get the zero, I am the hero. I got thank you cards. I got cookie baskets. I got all kinds of nice things, letters and cards saying thank you for not losing any of my money or my mom's money or my grandfather's money. It's important because you know what? We don't have time to make it up. We've got to have that money, you know, to live on. And I'll tell you something else. If you're going to stay here on the coast, you're going to need a good 80 to 85% of what you're currently, you're earning right now, your income, your paycheck. And it's going to get worse. Taxes are going to continue to go higher in this state. Now you move down to Tennessee, it's about 60%. So I hope you've planned for that. You know, there's three things that I know. Well, two things that I know. There's one day you're not going to want to work, or there's one day you can't work due to physical or mental capacities. And there's three people that I see all the time. The first one is they didn't start early enough. They didn't start putting in money away early. Second person is they didn't put enough away. But the third person is the big offender, is they stayed in risk too long. Yeah. And what do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, oil, gas, real estate trusts. These are all things that you can lose your principal, your gains, and you're paying fees. And those fees are eating up your returns, ladies and gentlemen. They have to. You see, the 401k company, the 403b company, the stockbroker, the financial planner, they have to charge fees. That's how they make a living. Fee, fee, fee. And that's not that French poodle down the street. That's what you're paying out of your pocket. Now, life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, indexed annuities, fire insurance. We all get paid as insurance agents. We get paid from the company, the insurance company. And it comes out of their, generally out of their marketing budget. They market through agents like myself. And it doesn't come out of your pocket. So if you'd like to sleep at night, you'd like to make sure that that money is safe, especially that Dignity money, the money that you got up every morning, put your feet on the cold floor and went to work and scrimped and saved so you can take care of yourself in the golden years. You want to make sure that that's protected. Make sure that it's safe. Get that reasonable range of return. I can help you with that. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you do that.
Let's stay on that that line there and talk more about retirement. Let's talk about important retirement decisions that people might need to consider and think about.
Yeah, and they really should start planning, and the earlier you plan, the better off you are. You know, how would you feel preparing for retirement were more like buying groceries, you know? When you grocery shop and you pretty much know what you need, right? You know, you make a list. You know, well, some people do. Sometimes I just go in and wing it. You know what you want to spend while you're there. You know what brands you like. If you feel like trying something new, it's not a large gamble or risk, right? Even if you don't end up liking the said product, you have probably been at the grocery store before and you say, hey, you know what, the lay of the land, you know where it is, you're familiar with it. You know, what if preparing for retirement was like that? Easy, familiar, straightforward. If only that were true. Unfortunately, retirement and making decisions regarding your money and how it should be positioned for retirement and everything else that goes along with it, of course, is often much more complicated. So today we're going to talk about some important decisions that you should be considering. And if you choose to focus on these things, we believe that you will feel more confident about your retirement readiness. So how do you choose a retirement date? What do you do if you think you've retired too early? What are the pros and cons of working with a financial advisor, stockbroker, etc.? What would you consider a reasonable fee or cost to pay that financial advisor or stockbroker or firm, 401k company, etc.? What are the best ways to budget for your lifetime, your retirement lifestyle, I should say? What variables should you consider that could affect your retirement plan? How much will your retirement hobbies and pursuits cost you on a regular basis? You know, a lot of you guys and gals out there play golf. You like to travel. You know, maybe you have a second home somewhere. What should you plan for if the loss of a spouse and loss of income that comes with it? And what should you have? Should you have a definition or vision of retirement? What should that be? You know, let's face it, making financial decisions regarding retirement can be tough. And if you think it's going to be easy, well, you might just be surprised. You're going to go from having a paycheck to a lifestyle of a quote-unquote permanently unemployed for the most part anyway. And with this lifestyle transition comes a whole lot of philosophy change when it comes to financial planning and investing. There are many decisions you're going to have to make, and it can get overwhelming in a hurry. And our goal here is to help our clients attempt to make this thing so straightforward and less stressful. And that's what I do. You know, we want to guide you through the decisions so we can help you on today's show, identify what these things are, and maybe answer some questions for you. So we're going to try to cover that. You know, we want to make sure that you have a blueprint, a financial blueprint that fits your goals and objectives. You know, in fact, when someone comes to sit down with us, discuss their personal situation, the process we walk people through surrounds the questions and answers we're going to talk about today. So first of all, I want to give you my number again. It's 805-660-1313. I'd like you to sit down and write that number down so we can get you a second opinion and help you do that. So let's take a look at and do the lay of the land here. You know, how much income will you need to live on every month? You know, what are your core pursuits? What's your target retirement date? Will you work with somebody who can help you with products that aren't risky, such as someone like myself? Or will you be with the risk factor? You know, here's the thing. I always like to say that if you're looking for a Ford, you go to the Ford dealer. You don't go to a Chevy dealer, because a Chevy dealer is not going to sell you a Ford. So think about this. Since I'm a Ford guy, I'm going to be the Ford man that's helping you with safer money. The Chevy guy is your financial planner, your stockbroker, your risk people. If you want risk, you go there. If you want safety, you come here. You know, and that's basically what we're talking about. And that's a fact. You know, I know a lot of the guys lately have tried to jump into my arena because they're losing lots of money to people like me that were taking their clients out of Wall Street. So let's figure out how much monthly income you need. You know, we're going to start kind of sounding like a little broken record here at some point. You've been listening to the show for 8 years. You know, I kind of focus on retirement and focus on safety and focus on no loss of principal. And paying no fees. And that's kind of what I do. And I'm happy and I'm proud to do it. But I know sometimes, you know, people say, oh, gosh, you sound like a broken record. Well, here's the deal. Way too many people are focusing on the wrong things when it comes to planning for retirement. And I don't want you to think about the rate of return and asset allocation and diversification and all that stuff. I just want you to think about income first. I can't stress this enough to you. Stop chasing returns. If you're over 50, stop it. Worry about getting an income. I know your financial planner, your stockbroker says, don't worry, you're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Those are only paper losses. They're not paper losses, ladies and gentlemen. They're real losses. Back in 08 and 09, I met lots of people that pulled their money out before the market dumped. And they were real happy. And by the way, when the market's up, those aren't paper gains. Those are real gains. You could take it out, and if you have enough, buy something, a house, a car, a trip around the world, whatever, okay? But stop chasing returns and worry about getting an income that you can take care of yourself with. I mean, I guess you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that would work if you have kids. And I know some of you may have to go back to work. Is that going to be feasible physically or mentally? Or will you even get a job based on your age? Those are some things you got to think about. The transition from working to retired can be tough because the change in your pay. Most people become accustomed to the lifestyles they live as supported by a paycheck they net out, take home every other week or every month. It's normal to live that way. We become increasingly reliant on that check to live the way we want to live. We expect it. We demand it. And then all of a sudden, when you retire, and even more of a change for anyone who doesn't have a pension check that would follow, the checks stop coming. You know, if you work 20 or 30 more years, it'd be a pretty stressful feeling to deal with. So when creating a plan for retirement, we ask you to sit down, consider your income as a function of monthly need. You got to pay your bills from something. And even if you own your own house and you own your car, you still got taxes, you still got insurance, you still got food, you still got medical. I mean, there's still monthly bills that have to be paid. Even if you don't do anything, don't travel, don't have a hobby, don't buy any clothes, you know, you're still going to have monthly expenses, both basic and discretionary expenses. So how much money are you going to spend every month, and what does that number need to look like for you to be able to live the lifestyle you envision during your retirement years? This is important stuff. Here are some easy steps for you to take to get the ball rolling. Use a budget calculator and truly determine how much you're spending every month. You can type in budget calculator into Google and find a slew of options. You know, once you got that number for you, if you know, for those who've already retired anyway, you need to think about how certain expenses may change and earmark specific things when those expenses may change. Okay, think about this. Tuition, expenses for the kids, or mortgage payments going away, or less gas money because you won't be commuting, or more fun money because you're now actually having time for golf. Now take your updated number and subtract it from entitlement income. Entitlement income is a paycheck. that would not come from your nest egg. So we're basically talking about Social Security or a pension or part-time income from a job if you choose to have one. Now that you've determined any monthly shortfall, you need to develop a plan to make sure that you can position your retirement assets in a way that helps you create that additional paycheck. We will talk about delaying Social Security maybe, getting an indexed annuity because that's going to give you a guaranteed income for the rest of your life if you want it. Okay? Develop a core pursuit before you're retired. This is important. Should retirement be the time of your life for the golden years? It was once explained to me that retirement should be about doing more of the things you want to do and a whole lot less of the things that you have to do. What I've learned that is retirement means different things to different people. I read the idea about having what Wes Moss said, host of Money Matters. He explains a core pursuit as an activity that instinctively rewarding. Let me give you some ideas. Gardening, coaching, reading, spending time with the family, golfing. Okay. So what drives you? What will you spend time doing? You know, what's going to make you happy? You know, I guess in the cases that money isn't everything, I would argue that having money that you've saved for retirement and a solid plan on how to spend it does help, however. So that's what we're trying to do. We're helping you keep that money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose your principal and you can't lose your gains. Set a target date and plan for it. This one is not unusually hard for people, but I would be remiss if I didn't list these things, you know, as my clients when we're discussing a retirement picture. What is your target date? And I always get the yesterday. And I go, is that feasible? Can you do that yesterday or today? And most people say no, but that's when I'd like to, you know, it's kind of crazy, but you got to have some kind of date in mind. Someone who has the exact date down to the month and day is easy to plan for because they know what they're doing. They've got it set in their mind. They know what's happening. But I say today, most people don't really have a clue. You know, they have an idea, but they don't really have a date set in stone, so to speak. Okay. My suggestion for people who come in and we sit down and talk to them is, you know, if you really don't know, it's okay. You don't really have to know. Give me the worst case answer at least. You know, you owe yourself to see where you stand financially so we can kind of help you. You know, should you retire in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years? This is what's happening. Because, you know, a lot of companies are changing. You know, the economic landscaping is changing. When it comes to a corporation deciding to eliminate a defined benefit plan, you might be impacted simply based on your years of service and the new direction of the company. Or a company sells and new ownership comes in. Nothing is certain. In the last 6 months, maybe even 9 months, maybe it started in January, I don't know, January, February, I've met a lot of people that the companies were sold. And they had to get out of their old 401k plan. They were told you have to leave it because we're starting something different. And so we ended up rolling it out and putting it in safer money, which was nice. Some of the people got nice bonuses, which was nice. But that's kind of getting to be a norm now. I get one or two calls a month saying, hey, my company was sold or this or that. So be prepared for that. This, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to find out what's happening in there. The three worlds of money in the financial exist in general, of course, the bank world. Bank products such as CDs or money market accounts or savings account typically provide consumers with conservative rates of return, not much. I mean, the banks still aren't paying much, you know, unfortunately. Number two, you got Wall Street. Investors seeking capital appreciation may choose to, you know, have their stocks and bonds and mutual funds or maybe a variable annuity. They're somewhat comfortable taking the risk, but they're not real sure, and they're still standing on the sideline waiting for the shoe to drop, you know, as they did in 08 and maybe pull their money out in time. And then we have the insurance world, you know, like the fixed or indexed annuities, you know, provides guaranteed against loss due to market risk, and they're backed by financial strength and claim paying ability. You know, this is a situation. Always, by the way, I'm not here to give you tax or legal advice. Always make sure you check with your tax person or your legal beagle to get some get that kind of information. I do help people protect those assets and let them sleep at night, and that's what I will continue doing. You know, dial your risk tolerance to your specific comfort level. We got the 100 rule. You write 100 down and deduct your age. So if you're 50, not more than 50% of your hard-earned money should be in risk. And I think if you're over 50, you shouldn't have hardly any money in risk because you're going to get a reasonable range of return in the index annuities. You're going to sleep at night knowing that your money, you're not going to lose your principal or your gains, and you're not going to pay any fees, which take away from your returns. But again, that's entirely up to you. It's your money. It's not my money. Okay. The comfort level. This is a heightened importance at the current time, simply for the fact that we haven't had a bear market since the last one ended in 2009. As sure it snows in Alaska every year, we'll have another bear market eventually. And you can't time the market. Nobody can. I know they try, but you just can't time the market. You don't want to do that because, gosh, what is going to happen to your money? You try to do that. Now, I know there's a lot of day traders out there, and they've done real well, but they don't do well also. You know, that's the situation. So when you come to meet with me or I meet with you at your house, we're going to understand that current asset allocation. We're going to understand how we can provide a guaranteed lifetime income. How much can you afford to lose? I get this question almost every time I sit down with somebody. And we're taking money out of the 401k or the 403b or the 457 plan or TSP or whatever. And they ask me invertedly the same question. Well, how much should I move over with you to keep safe? And I always look them right in the eye, and I say, how much can you afford to lose? And the majority of people say, I can't afford to lose anything. Then you need to move it all over. If someone says, well, you know what? I'm comfortable losing 20%. So I can make that up comfortably. Okay, if 20% is your ticket, boom, 80% is coming over, and we'll make it safe. I'm here to help you with the tools. I've got the tools. I've got the knowledge. I can do what I can do to help you. I do this all day, every day. I help a lot of people. I've moved a lot of money out of Wall Street, helping people protect their assets. But you have to take the first step. You have to want to keep that money safe where you can't lose the principal or the gains. And I'll repeat this again. Market's been doing great. Now might be a time, the best time, to be a profit taker. Take some of the profits off the table before we have a correction. And you've got to know this. I mean, gosh, darn it. It's very simple. What goes up must come down. When's it going to come down? We don't know. But wouldn't it be better to take the money out while you're up than wait till the market goes down? Because that's what the investors do. They buy high and they sell low. And I know the financial planners and stockbroker, you're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Well, if you're over 50, I want to caution you about staying the course if you can't afford to lose that money. If you're going to continue to work the next 10 years or 15 years of your life to try to make it up, that's another thing. If you want to do that, that's great. But why would you want to do that? You know that there's a better way. I've been talking about this. This is my eighth year. It'll be 9 years in March coming up. Many of you have been to my dinners. Some of you have been to my lunches. You know that there's a better way. I suggest that you look at it seriously, especially with your dignity money. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Okay, Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Once again, get that pen. You want to take some notes. You're going to be doing that coming up. A 60-second break, and then we are back.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
Gotta go, baby.
Yeah,
baby. Ain't seen nothing yet. That's what those rockers do. Let's carry on with the show here. You are back with the Safer Money Solutions show with Ron Grant on KVTA. So let's talk about what I have heard on the radio a lot, and it's all over the place, little TV here and maybe some print and some mailers and stuff like this, it's some people who are now kind of jumping onto the safer money bandwagon. They even steal that that phrase straight away, safer money. So, one, what do you think about that? And two, why should people maybe be a little concerned about these people who just jumped into the game of safe money?
Well, you know, everybody can do what they want to do. They're licensed. As long as they're licensed and they can do it, they can talk about it. But here's the thing that concerns me the most. You know, back in 08 and 09 when the market tanked almost 50%, and I started helping people move their money out of the market. You know, the financial planners and the stockbrokers who are now jumping, pretty much most of those guys and gals are jumping on the bandwagon because guys like me and that 300 people that we have throughout the United States are taking a lot of money away from them. And they're losing money. They're losing income. They're trying to have one or two products that they can maybe offset losing that client. Here's the thing that bothers me the most. If a client tells the financial planner and the stockbroker that they don't want a lot of risk, they want safety, but they want to make a good range of return, the broker financial planner puts them in different pots, okay? And they're just moving the risk around. When they say low risk, it's still risk. When they say medium risk, it's still risk, high risk, etc. So if the financial planner could have put them in a safer place at the time, why didn't they? Now, all of a sudden, because there's guys and gals like me coming along, you know, last 8 years, 9 years, and taking their money away from them, the financial planner and stockbroker, and moving the client's money into a safer place and yet giving them a reasonable range return, it bothers me. It's like the car dealer. I'll use this analogy again. I've used it before. You go in, you see the beautiful car on the lot. You're kicking tires. You love that car. It's got a sticker of like $45,000. You go, no way I'm paying $45,000 for a car. Guy comes out. He says, hi, how you doing? I'm John. Let me talk to you a little bit. And he waltzes you into the showroom, and you sit down, and he starts talking to you for the next 2 hours, and he's come down about $2,000. And you know you don't want to pay $45,000. You're thinking paying about $38,000. Well, you finally get tired, and you decide to walk out. And the guy catches you just as you're getting almost into your car. Wait a minute, Mr. Jones, wait a minute. I can do, come back here. I can do this, this, and this. Okay, I can do the 38 or 38.5, but can we do 39? And here's the thing. If he could have done, why didn't he do that hours ago? Same thing with the financial planner and the stockbroker. Why could they have not put your money in a safer place, or at least some of it in a safer place before? Now, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I can do what Ron Grant does. Yeah, I know you went to see him. You know, he has dinners. I heard about him, so forth and so on. Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, I focus on safety all day, every day. A little bit of long-term care, too, which is safe. It's still protecting your assets, and it's giving you a choice where to go get care. The financial planners and the stockbrokers do not like what I do, because they don't get paid. They can't do fees out of them. It's not a fee-driven product. It's a commission product, like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance, indexed annuities. We get paid from the insurance company. It comes out of the marketing budget. The financial planners and stockbrokers get paid out of your pocket, whatever it is. And, you know, back in 08 and 09, when you lost money maybe, they still made money. So just because somebody says I can do an indexed annuity, is it the right indexed annuity? Are the caps right? Are they consistent caps? Is the participation rate great? Has the company got strength and liquidity? Have they been around a long time doing indexed annuities, or did they just start up? You know, one of the number one companies that I have keeps $1.89, $1.90 for every dollar you put up. They've been around 125 years. They're the gold standard in indexed annuities. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen people that have come to my dinners that maybe bought an annuity from somebody. It's nowhere near the quality of this product, this company. But yes, it is. It's a fixed indexed annuity. Oh, I say it is. Yeah, you bought that from your financial planner or stockbroker. That's okay. You know, now you're in it for 10, 12, 15 years, whatever. Okay, you can't get out of it because the surrender charges are too high. That's another thing. There's products out there that are geared to pay the agent big money. You put them in for 25 years, 20 years. That's too long. So all I can say is, you know, I'm there to help the client. I know what I'm doing. This is what I do for a living. I have the top companies. I research them all the time. That's part of my job, is to make sure my clients get the right company for the right situation. And if you work with me, and it doesn't matter what company we go with, if you work with me, I'll get paid from the insurance company out of the marketing budget that I helped you with a product or service or an account. It's that simple. So, you know, what can I say? Buyer beware. You know, make sure you do your homework, read, ask a lot of questions, do your research, check the agent out. Ask him, how much business has he done in index annuities? And by the way, here's a biggie. Does he own the product himself or herself? If they don't, run. If they don't believe in this enough to have their own product for them, for their own self, their own money, why would they be selling it to you? It's like long-term care insurance. You know, guys and gals were out there selling long-term care like crazy. They didn't even believe in enough to buy their own policy. They were just selling to get a commission. I have a long-term care policy. My daughters aren't going to change my diapers. I have three of the annuities. I have two index and one of the fixed. That's where my money is. That's where my retirement is. I've put my retirement money in there. I walk the walk and talk the talk. So if that's something I can help you with, please give me a call. I'm here to help you. 805-660-1313.
Let's see who's quick is coming up right after the commercial. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A giveaway coming
up. That's what we have
on
the way. So you stay tuned for that right after the break. So stay tuned and be quick with the email.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Here's what Kirby from Santa Paula posted on my website.
I wanted to thank you for the wonderful dinner and the great educational information. My mom made an appointment with you to help her with her investments that have lost money. Your program was very easy to understand.
And this is what Bob and Mary from Camarillo have to say.
We have been to a couple other programs, and yours was the best. Your program was straight and to the point. We felt comfortable with you and look forward to you helping keep our money safe.
Lewis from Ventura said,
my wife and I attended another workshop and it was very confusing and they pressured us. Yours, very clear, and we like that you didn't push yourself on us.
Call me for a one-on-one, no pressure, just information, and you walk away with a $100 Visa or MasterCard to use any way you want. I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
It is time. It is Chick-fil-A time. People must be fast.
Yes, siree, Baba. We're doing it. Robert, who owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, has graciously given gift cards to my listeners for many years. Thank you, Robert. You're the man. We're going to be giving the original Chick-fil-A, the grilled Chick-fil-A, the spicy Chick-fil-A, the nuggets, the 8-count with the, either the grilled or the original. So what I need you to do is go to your email instrument, whatever that may be, and in the subject line, write chicken. Put your name, your address, your phone number down. I have to give that to Robert. That's his request. Plus, I need the address so I can send it to you. I'll send them out Monday, as I do every week. Every Monday, I send them out, unless it's a holiday. Of course, I get them out in the mail, but the mailman don't take them. Email me right now. The first two people to do that gets two cards. Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com. I'll take the first two people, and I'll send you each two cards.
Make it fast. Make it now. So, let's talk about the perfect client for you. And, you know, what is that person? What does he or she look like? Who are they here in Ventura County?
I think we're perfect for each other. And you know, people say, well, why do you have that one specific age group, you know, 55 to 75? Well, the reason I do is because, number one, people are getting ready to retire or already retired. But the main thing is the insurance products are better for that particular age group that the companies come out with. They have the best caps. They have the bonus is nice. There's just a lot better array of options for them. Can I help younger people? You betcha. You know, back here a few months in April, tax time, March and April, did a lot of Roth IRAs for 30 to 45-year-olds, which was great. I have some 89 and 90-year-olds that I've helped in the past. So I can help a lot of diverse people, but the core of the best people that I can help to make this work for them is 55 to 75. So if you're younger, not a problem. Give me a call. I can still try to help you. You know, it just depends on what you want to do, what type of money you have. Is it qualified money, which means you haven't paid the taxes on it yet? Is it non-qualified money? Is it beneficiary money. Maybe someone passed away and left you an IRA, beneficial IRA, that we can help you with. Did you just sell your boat or your home or your car and you have some money that you want to do something with? But 55 to 75 is going to be the best products. It's going to have the best overall situation because the insurance companies have set it up that way with the product. So give me a call, 805-660-1313.
On the phone, it is Will.
It's Will Hart, the metal man. How are you doing, sir?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. And I don't mean to say you are made out of metal, but you are the metal man.
Make me sound like a superhero.
Yeah, you're it, buddy. You got a big G and S on your chest, gold and silver.
That's right.
How are you doing today, buddy? How's your Saturday going?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
All right. Well, if you haven't heard of Will Hart yet, he does handle metal, and he has helped me with my IRA. I've got some gold in there, which is nice because I want to diversify my portfolio. And, of course, we've talked about this before. Diversification, true diversification, is class diversification. It's cash. It's real estate. It's metal. It's indexed annuities. These are things that are important. Okay? Now, so I want to ask you this because I get this all the time, and I know you've answered several times, but it's important because I still get this same question. Why in the world would someone want to buy paper gold versus the real gold, like bars and coins that they can have and hold in their hand?
Yeah, so again, paper gold makes sense in normal times. You don't want to deal with having metals and storing it and all that. You're absolutely right. You just want to get it and hope that the metals go up, and then you turn around and sell your paper and you made your profit. The problem with that is all leveraged accounts. And so we are poised for a massive market correction. Everybody talks about it. Everybody knows we're due. We're right now in the longest bull run in history, in the 147-year history of the market. So when the market crashes, the principals, the folks that control that pile of gold that everybody has a piece of paper leveraged against, well, they have the ability to reach in and grab the physical bars. Well, as soon as that $1 million or whatever much is in there has been taken by the principals, everybody else is now leveraged against an empty vault. You don't want to be in that situation. You want to find yourself that you know you've got the real McCoy in your safe or in your safety deposit box or at a depository.
Yeah, that's important. It really is. I like to play with mine. I go to the safety deposit box once in a while to do stuff, and I see my coins there, and it's nice because I got them in my hand, and you had me buy increments, which was nice, so I can do that. What are the options for people to buy physical gold and silver, and how do you recommend that they get stored? What is your particular take on that?
Yeah, so there's two ways to purchase precious metals. Obviously, one way is a cash purchase where the client just simply sends a check or wires the funds. We then will lock in the metals, whatever they want. I'll certainly go over the pros and the cons of gold and silver, bars, coins, round trinkets. I will say that American Eagle, which is what you have, Ron, yeah, that's our number one seller, without a doubt, is what I have. And then we lock it in, and those metals get shipped to them. They put it wherever they feel it's in a safe place. The other option, of course, is a tax-deferred penalty fee rollover in a retirement account. And the folks can store those metals either privately, again, in a safety deposit box, wherever they want to store it, still tax-deferred penalty free, or they can have the metal stored at a depository. And we work with the Delaware Depository in Bloomington, Delaware.
Okay. All right. If you like some gold or silver for your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Will Hart. Like I said, he's helped me with my IRA. He's helped a lot of my clients. Buddy, have a great rest of the weekend and enjoy the weather.
Thank you, too. Take care.
Take care. 805-660-1313. I want everybody to have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another out there.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.